Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
welcome to the show. Thanks, guys, for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Say hello to me. Say whatever's on your mind. And let's get this show off and on the road. Hey, again, guys, thank you for listening in. Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call a certified public accountant at CPA on Duty. Their professional tax and accounting firm can help you with your personal or corporate taxes or accounting. So give those guys a call over there at CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Now, I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. I also promote the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can go into your account, go to the top of the page, type in the search box there, 1982 Astros Alumni. And then the show page should come up there. You can send us a friend request. We will confirm you as a friend. That way, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. We have show notes to come in to Twitter and Facebook about a half hour to 45 minutes before each show. That way, you'll never miss an episode. And it gives you a little time to get somewhere and get relaxed and kick back and listen to the show. All right? Now, we have a great show for you today. Actually, this is kind of grabbing my heartstrings today because this is what I'm getting ready to do. It's going to be tough on me. I already know that. I'm trying to prepare myself for it. But I don't know if you can ever prepare yourself for something like this in life, okay? And I'm getting ready to do this. And like I said, it's going to be tough on me, but I'm trying to prepare myself for it, okay? And so the title of today's show, and if you want to call into the show and weigh in on this, give me some pointers about this. If you've been through this, give me some pointers about it. 818-301-5834. I really would appreciate it. If you don't want to call into the show, send me a message on Facebook or send me an email through the show and give me some advice on this subject. Today's episode is fathers sending your son or daughter away to college. Now, like I said, I'm getting ready to do this. I'm getting ready for this right now as we speak. My 17-year-old daughter, my oldest daughter, is getting ready to leave for college a little bit later on in August. Well, today is the last day of July. Tomorrow is August. She's got about 21 more days to be with us here at the house, and then she'll be off to college, and that's going to be tough for me. I've never been without her, never all her life, never been without her. I mean, you know, she's been gone nights before. She was gone in, you know, during the spring break. She was gone to the beach with some of her friends for almost a week. So she was gone then. That gave me a little taste of what it's going to be like for her to be away. But it doesn't – that's, you know, her going away to a few days of vacation, you know, knowing she'll be back in a few days and she'll be back at home. That's not really, you know, that can't really compare to going away to college. Now I went away to college when I came out of high school. I went away to college. But, I was going actually about as far as she's going from us. I was in Carrollton, Georgia, and she's going to Rome, Georgia. So she's about the same distance away from home as I was when I was in college. But the difference is it was my mother and me. This is the total opposite. It's a father and a daughter, not a mother and a son. Mother sent the son off to college. It's a father sent a daughter off to college. That's a little bit different because I feel a little differently about daughters. You know, you feel differently about them being out at night. You feel differently about them going places by themselves. So you feel differently about them being away from home by themselves. I know I have to let go. I know I have to let her go. I know she's going to be okay. All that stuff. But you still feel like I'm not going to be able to protect her where she's going. I'm not going to be able to protect her. I feel like when she's at home, you know, I can shut the house down and I can protect her from whatever. Okay, and when she's with me, I can protect her from whatever. But, you know, when she's not with me, I can't protect her like I want. I guess that's the deal. So if there's anyone out there that's been in this situation, has experience with this situation, call me. Tell me what's going on. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Lock the number in and call into the show whenever you want to. 818-301-5834. Now, and if you just joined the show, the title of the show today is Father Sending Your Son or Daughter Away to College. Now, I think it's different with a father and a son. I think with a son, you feel like you've grown him up, and he's close to being a man, and he can handle himself. And sons don't need that much hands-on type stuff, if you know what I mean. You know, hands-on types. But daughters need a little bit more. They need more nurturing. They need more attention. They need more stuff. All that. So it's a big difference, the son and the daughter. But I mean, I want to know from you, the fathers out there, how did you handle, whether it was a son or a daughter, how did you handle sending them away to college? And you know, give me something to grab a hold to. Give me something that I can implement in my next few weeks. And let me know exactly what I can do to take away some of the anxiety that I have with sending my daughter to college. I know she's got to go. I can't hold her back at all. I can't say, hey, we gonna hold off. You can go next year. I can't do that. I got to let go. So I got to figure out how to let go. How do I let go? I got to find that out. And I guess maybe I can read some stuff. Maybe I can look some stuff up online and get something from someone, you know, professional that can tell me how to deal with it or how to try to deal with it. Because I know that when we take her and drop her off and get her things settled in the room and all this stuff, and it's time to time to leave, it's going to be tough on me. I know it is. I can feel it right now. She's my firstborn. She means everything to me. And not taking anything away from my second daughter at all, you know, it's there. She means everything to me, and I don't know. I'm not worried, because I know she's at a great school. She's going to be well taken care of. So I'm not worried, but I think it's just anxiety that's on me. And, you know, it's like I remember when I was playing high school sports, when I was playing high school basketball, and we start a game, and I start the game, and of course, at the beginning of the game, you had that anxiety, you were a little shaky, but once once a little time went by, you settled down, and played your game. But I remember like it was yesterday. It seems like when we have a bad start, when we had a bad start to the game, my coach would call timeout. He'd have everyone come to the sideline, and we'd get in the huddle, and he'd tell the guys that were on the floor, like the starting guys on the floor, he said, "Everyone, stick your hand out and hold them out. And you stick your hand out and hold them out." And you know, most of us were trembling like leaves. You know, we were trembling. So that's just the anxiety and the nervousness that you have, with things like that. And that's the anxiety and the nervousness that I have with sending my daughter to college. So that thing's gonna be tough for me, but I'm gonna try to hold off, you know, and not let her see, you know, my ways at that time. I just somehow gonna have to turn and walk away. I know it's gonna be tough on my wife. It's gonna be tough on my mother-in-law, everybody. But you know, it's cool. She's meant a lot to everybody in the family, and you know, everyone loves Pooh. You know, and again, not taking anything away from my other daughter, but she was special when she was coming up. Call into the show, guys. Give me some ideas as far as handling this. 818-301-5834. It's 818-301-5834. Now, I got about 10 minutes left in the show. Like I said, I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Now, tomorrow's show, I'm going to put a little drama in the show tomorrow. I'm gonna put a little bit of drama in the show tomorrow. I'm gonna do something about a relationship as far as men and women relationship. Because and the reason I want to do that is because that's the biggest hitter on my shows. When I go back and look at my numbers from shows, I can pinpoint it. When I do a show about women and men, or women or men, then I get a great audience. I get a great audience. So I'm going to do a show tomorrow about women and men. Somehow, some way, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do yet. I'll figure it out overnight or whatever, and I'll set it up and I'll get it out to you guys. But I'm going to do a show tomorrow about men and women. Now, I also said that, I talked about relationships and reality shows and stuff like that. Now, something happened I heard it this morning when I was on the way to my physical therapy on the Ricky Smiley show this morning. I heard it. The show had Jocelyn from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. They had Jocelyn on the show, and if you guys watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, my family does. It's pretty drama filled, which is what, you know, why they're on, why their ratings are so high, and why they're making a lot of money right now, is, you know, because of the drama field, the heavy drama that is going on that show, Love and Hip Hop. So what I'm saying is that, you know, these reality shows, and on the Kardashians, they had some drama on their show the other night, I heard. And I heard that on the Ricky Smiley show. He said that the Kardashian girls, Kim and Khloe Kardashian, they got into a heavy. I mean, they got into a shouting match on the show. And that's going to boost their ratings. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to boost my ratings here on the show. You know, they can boost their ratings with drama. I can boost my ratings with drama. And I boost my ratings with women and men. When I do shows about women or men or relationship, I seem to pick up a great audience, okay? I did a show on gays and lesbians. I picked up a great audience, had a great audience that night. So things like that, you know, the drama stuff, that's what. And the reason I'm saying this is because that's what sells, sex and drama. You got folks taking their clothes off, showing bare skin, stuff like that, people going to watch. You got people that are fighting and fussing and getting into all kind of mischievous stuff and sleeping with other folks, men, and sleeping with other guys, women, and all this kind of stuff. People are going to watch. They want to see that, you know. They don't want to see the positive stuff with the church goers, where they going to church and they sitting down in church, they going to Bible study. If it was a, if you know, think about it, guys. If that was a reality show about a church family that goes to church on Sunday, every Sunday, kind of faithfully on Sunday. They go to Bible study on, you know, Wednesday, usually Bible studies on Wednesdays. They go to the church meeting on Friday or Saturday evenings when they do, like, a relationship thing at church. And they had the cameras in there in the church, and they were filming them while they were in church, and they were filming them when they were at Bible study, and they were filming them when they were, you know, at a church function on a Friday or something. That show wouldn't last a month, probably, because there's no drama in there. You got to have drama in there in order for your show to last. If it doesn't have any drama, like fighting and sex and stuff like that, it's not going to last. Or it's got to be extremely funny. It's got to keep you at the edge of your seat all the time. You know, although this, the old 2.5 Men show, although it's not a reality show, but the show was super, super funny. I mean, it keeps you laughing all the time. If you had never watched 2.5 Men, the old episodes, watch them. They come on every evening, and I'm not promoting it, but they come on every evening at 7 o'clock on channel 69 for an hour, two episodes. So check out 2.5 Men. I mean, they got some funny writers. The people that wrote that show are hilarious. They know what they're doing. They are hilarious. So that's, you know, that's the kind of show that I need to start to build in order to increase my listeners. increase my numbers. Although I have great numbers, I think, for me doing a half-hour show, I've got great numbers. But I'd like to have greater numbers. I'm never going to go to a three-hour show or a two-hour show, which they always, you know, the folks that I do this with, they always asking me to upgrade to a two-hour show. Well, I can't do a two-hour show. You know, that I'm sure I could do a two-hour show, but I can't. My schedule doesn't permit me to do a two-hour show. I'm not getting $40,000 for doing this show, you know, 5 days a week for 2 hours. If I was, I'd be doing it. Okay, so that's, you know, that's not gonna happen. All right. You know, and it'll happen if I get a lot of money, and I'll do a two-hour show. I don't have to go to work every day. But with my schedule at work, I have no way I can do this show for 2 hours a day. Anyway, guys, fathers out there that are sending your son or your daughter to college, they're awesome. Fathers that have sent, already sent, fathers that have sent their son or daughter away to college, you know, in the earlier years, maybe 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, what have you, or you sent them last year. Even if you sent them last year, that's even better because it's fresh on your mind how you dealt with that situation. Call me, guys. Send me a message. Let me know what I can do. I'm going to get online and read a little bit and figure this thing out. But give me some real, you know, some real time stuff. Okay? Give me some real time stuff. All right? And so I got about a minute left in the show, guys. Thank you. I wanted to give you an update. I just finished watching the United States men's basketball. They stumped Tunisia, and they didn't even play the big boys most of the game. They sat out after halftime, but they stumped Tunisia today. So we'll get ready for the game on Thursday. They got another game on Thursday. So thank you guys for listening to the show. Love you guys. I hope you had a great day at work today.
Life goes on.
I hope you have a great day at work tomorrow. Remember, take care of your family. And I always say, this is a quote that I pulled from a guy that we used to see a lot on different conferences. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize.